a estar timbrando.
Yeah, hello, this is Martin.
What's up, Martin? I was like, what happened, bro?
I was like,
damn, this guy is just going to give us $350. I don't think he's that generous. I was like, what the hell? And I was like, and then I was like, you know what? If he blocked, I'm thinking like, it doesn't make sense, you know, that he would pay and then just do this. So I was like, you know what? Let me call him from my cell phone. And then I got the same message from my cell phone, and I'm like thinking to myself, I'm thinking he's probably on do not disturb. ¿Qué pasó? You didn't pay the bill, bro, or what?
No, bro, I guess my girl didn't pay. So I had to fucking call him to connect it, and it took like 20 minutes to connect it back, you know?
Oh,
to connect
okay.
the lines back.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. I was like, this guy was way too cool to be, you know, es que luego uno sabe, you know, the people that are like, you know what I mean. I can't say these words because the calls are recorded, bro, pero ya sabes what I mean. You know,
yeah,
right away we know when someone's cool and someone's just, you know, I was like,
yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, nah, this guy was way too cool just to, so when you replied back to my text, I was like, okay. I was like, man, hopefully you can get that fixed, you know, and y te conviene porque no te empieza a llamar la gente y no contestas. That's not good, bro.
Yeah, bro. So that's why I'm like, damn, I gotta fix this quick. I wouldn't ghost you like that, bro. Hell no. por eso I'm like, what's going on, you know? But it's because siempre like I have to have my phone porque, you know, it can be a potential customer or client, you know? So
yeah, you never want to miss those calls, bro. You're right. Okay. Mira,
yeah.
Te iba a hacer una pregunta, Martin, because miré que el número que tienes for High Turf is the same number that you have for Navarro Landscaping.
Yeah.
And in Google, there can be a conflict because of that, because están muy cerquita, so Google will not, ¿cómo te digo? They want to combine that phone number to one company, if it makes any sense. So,
got it.
What I can do, no sé si tienes otro número que podamos usar, or we can give you a tracking number. Nosotros podemos hacer eso, donde es como, it's a different number, pero cuando suena, it's still going to go to your cell phone, if that makes any sense.
Oh, okay. So si se meten a la website del Navarro Landscaping, va a
we'll
tener
put,
otro
we'll,
phone
yeah,
number?
We'll put the tracking number para que te llamen ahí, because no queremos que Google le haga un red flag a High Turf, if that makes any sense, because they can red flag it and say, wait a minute, why is there two companies with the same number? Because that never happens, bro.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? No two companies have the same exact number. So, I don't want that to create a headache for you. Pero como ya tienes el número del 775 en todo el website de el High Turf, mejor lo dejamos el 775 aquí y hacemos el tracking number para Navarro Landscaping, because we're going to build the website for that one anyway.
Okay. No va a ser ningún problema con eso, like in the future, cuando digan los clients, oh, well, you got this different number.
No, not at all. I see
okay.
what you're saying. Like, oh, look, there's,
yeah.
no. There's not going to be any conflict whatsoever, brother, because it's just a tracking number. Es un número that we assign to cuando te llaman, you're still going to get the calls directly, right? But you're going to know that these calls are coming from Google, because nomás te va a timbrar y te va a aparecer ese número cuando te están llamando de Google, de un listing, if that makes any sense.
Okay. So si me habla un client, I'm not going to see their actual number. Like, como si me habla otro local de aquí, I'm not going to see the 775 number.
You're going to see their number on your end, but they're going to see our number on their end cuando te busquen. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Porque Lo último que quiero es de que tengas un headache con Google y que Google te haga red flag a las cuentas, porque va a decir Google, wait a minute, how is this, you know, two companies with the same number, right? So we want to make sure that we're doing, I'm just making sure I'm doing everything right by you, brother, you know, para que no tengas problemas okay. Down the line, okay? So don't worry about it. We'll take care of it on our end. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. As long as they can reach out to me, you know, directly and
directly.
Then...
Uh huh. Correcto. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's gonna happen, brother. Not to worry, man.
Okay. Y ya si dice el client, hey, can I text this number? Well, I'll just be like, well, just text my personal one after he reaches out, no?
Correct. Exactamente. Yeah. Uh huh.
Okay.
Yeah. You can do that, brother. También. All right. Permíteme aquí.
Me llegaron varios locals, otros.
Oh, yeah. You're gonna get quite a bit of them, bro. Okay, welcome to Local Splash. Van a ser varios, bro. Okay, permíteme.
Dice uno, dice attention needed, pictures needed for Google verification.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about that. You'll give those, se los das a los IT guys cuando te llamen más tarde.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Permíteme, bro. I'm just making sure I'm doing this correct para que no pase nada aquí. So, permíteme. Sorry, brother. Es que estoy mandándole mensaje a los IT guys para estar, you know, make sure we have everything correct. He'll keep phone number for new business and it's okay. All right, bear with me 1 second. Okay, y este domain que tienes para este se llama High End Turf, Freno. No, nomás dice Freno, or que diga High End Turf Freno, Reno.com, correct?
Yeah, porque si lo pones todo juntos, ya se oye como Freno. No, pero es, yeah, High End Turf Reno.com. Uh-huh.
Reno, I know, my bad, bro. High End Turf Reno.com, okay.
Yeah.
All right, and that's we're gonna use this domain for the new for High End Surf Reno, okay? So vamos a usar este website, okay? Perfect. Tienes Facebook, para es well, obviously you still don't have a business Facebook page, but you can create one, so, and then we'll help you with that. No worries.
For the Surf Reno, no, nomás tengo the Instagram on that one.
Okay, no worries, man. No worries. No te preocupes. Okay, permíteme. ¿Y este también va a estar a norma en tuyo, Martín Navarro? Same thing?
Sí.
Okay. Y ahora en este, how far are you willing to travel for customers on this one?
We'll just do the same like as the other one.
50 miles around? Like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, 50 miles. 50 miles out. Okay, permíteme. All right, let's see here. Right. Sorry, brother. Normally no dura tanto, but I'm talking to the IT guys mientras estoy hablando contigo because I'm sending them all the info because I'm telling them that you're the same owner, you know, because eso también importa. We want to make sure que sepamos que you're the same owner for both of the companies. Cuando ocupes trabajo, me echas una llamada. Ahí vengo y te ayudo, bro.
Oh, yeah. Kyle Parrino, bro.
No conozco, man, nomás porque no. No conozco todavía para allá, bro, nomás conozco Las Vegas, no sé qué retirado estés de ahí de Vegas.
Es actually, mira, bro, es crazy porque vas a decir, no, pues está cerquita, pero no, bro, es como 8 horas.
Damn, bro, that's like, man, that's far.
Yeah, so every time I go to LA, because I go to Moreno Valley, because I have my brother there.
Oh, you go to
He lives
Mobile? Pues
Yeah, Moreno
así le
Valley.
dicen a Moreno Valley, Mobile. That's short.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, bro, so I go there a lot. So voy ahí mucho. I don't know how far you are from there. Probably like 1 hour
De Mobile, como unos 40 minutes.
or. Sí.
Ya,
Yeah, porque tengo un brother ahí que ahí vive y yeah, so I go there a lot. Pero yeah, bro, de allí, de like from my house to his house is probably like 8.5 hours. So, and then para Las Vegas, bro, de aquí para Las Vegas es lo mismo, pero it's just kind of taking another route, you know?
Yeah, porque de acá para Las Vegas, you're only talking about like 3.5 hours, por ahí, 4 hours.
Yeah.
No está tan
Yeah.
mal. Pero, you go, I didn't
You
know
go
that Reno
win.
was that far, because estás hablando like driving from here all the way to
Yeah.
Sacramento, un poquito más lejos.
Ándale, yeah. So what I like to do is take the 395 route y en versus taking that Sacramento route. Porque es less like a curve and less like mountains. Through the back, like through 395, is better going that way.
Ah, okay, perfect.
Yeah.
All
So si
right.
vienes, bro, just take the 395 all the way north, like hasta mero arriba, bro, north. Yeah.
Ah, pues allá cuando vaya, bro, una carnita asada, for sure.
Oh, hell yeah, bro. Ahí cuando quieras, just hit me up. This is your number, ¿no?
Yeah, when you got my cell phone, bro, nobody, I've been here so many years, nobody's ever had my personal cell phone.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, es que no, we're not allowed to give it, pero pues
Okay.
dije yo, man, no
Not
entendía
to
lo que
lose
había
that time.
pasado, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, permíteme aquí. Okay, so I'm gonna put it under Martín Navarro. ¿Quieres que use el same email o tienes otro email que puedo usar para el business?
Yeah, es el mismo.
Mismo, okay.
No dará el red flag otra vez. No da con eso,
No
¿no?
creo, not with the email. No, 'cause
Okay.
no miran el email, lo que miran son el phone number.
Phone number. Okay.
Permíteme, 01@gmail. All right, so Navarro Martín 01@gmail. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then the number we're gonna use is 775-843-4867. Okay, y la compañía High End Turf. All right. ¿A qué dirección puedo poner a esta otra compañía? Que eso también puede causar el red flag, la misma dirección. ¿No tienes la dirección, de tu amigo,
Ya
hermano, o anything?
tengo otra
Ajá, está bien, bro.
eso del que te di, ese era de para el Navarro o para el
Okay.
high-end turf.
No, este era para Navarro. The 5124 lo puse para Navarro.
Okay, so este puedes poner el this is my personal home,
Okay.
14395.
14395. Okay.
Yeah, Murdoch,
Sí.
MURDOCH, Murdoch Drive, Reno, Nevada, 89506.
What was the zip code one more time?
89506.
06. Okay. Perfect. All right. Y en the keywords that we're putting on this one, obviously, artificial turf, ¿verdad? Artificial turf. ¿Qué más?
We can put turf maintenance,
Permítame, hold on. Let me,
turf
no, I'm
turf
writing that down. Turf maintenance. All right. What else?
maintenance, turf installation,
Turf
and
maintenance.
then
And then, yeah, just the what you said, the first one you said, artificial.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the biggest keyword there, bro. Artificial turf, honestly.
Okay.
All right.
And then, I was going to ask you the keyword for the Navarro. What did you put on that one?
Pues eso te los iban a pedir los, the IT guys, because I know if you have quite a bit of them, lo dejé para ellos, but I can add some right here. Yeah, but hold on, I can do that right now. Let me go back into that account. Acabo aquí lo tengo abierto.
Hold on, let's see here.
Y los niños, tus kids, ¿qué hacen, brother?
Pues ahorita están en la escuela, bro, y luego, pues el niño chiquito, he's just right here, until we find, because my girl works from home.
Oh, okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so she works from home, y pues, pero la verdad, dice que está duro, bro, porque lo cuidaba mi suegra, pero se fueron para México. So, ahorita, pues, está aquí con ella, pero ya se levanta y ya empieza a llorar y pues, está difícil para ella porque todavía está trabajando y haciendo como phone calls y todo eso, ¿y no?
¿Y en qué trabaja ella from home, bro? ¿Qué hace?
Something about the, she's just like, no, vende, tiene que llamar a, like, a varias escuelas all over the U.S. Trying to offer them, like, some conservation kits como para students, algo así, algo. So I don't know how they get their money, like, the company. So they sell the kits or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Imagínate si se le puede hacer un poquito difícil, bro, you know, doing all that work.
Oh, yeah. Porque yo a veces tengo mi schedule, like, all messed up because since I come home from work and then I take a little nap and then I wake up and then I work on estimates and then I stay up late, probably like 2 in the morning, and then I go to sleep. I stay up late with the baby. So whenever he wakes up, like, I try to, for him to wake up, like, really late so my girl can work, like, you know, most of the day, you know? So without worrying about him because he's still sleeping.
Hey, bro, ¿y cómo pasó ahí, man? Like, I mean, obviously, ¿cómo pasó? That's not even the right question. But the baby, I mean, like, it was just unexpected, huh?
Yeah, bro, no, pues ya ves, it's like 9 years apart, bro, like from my second one. Y pues sí, bro, pues ya ves que.
¿Y qué dijo? Estoy embarazada, ¿qué dijiste? No me digas.
Dije, oh, shit, todavía sirve la.
La fábrica está abierta todavía. hey, Martin, dame las keywords para Navarro. So I put landscaping, ¿qué más?
Okay, landscaping, hardscaping, like hardscape, you know how we do,
I'm familiar.
Yeah. Hardscape, we can do, maintenance, and then for that one, I like to promote snow removal también.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, and
snow removal.
And what should we put the turf as well, like the turf installation?
Yeah, I'm gonna put it in there too.
All right.
Well, más voy a poner artificial turf es todo, para no meterme too much in there because ya vas a tener el otro anyways. Artificial turf. Was it irrigation systems or no, Martin?
Irrigation, yeah, también. And then retaining walls.
All right, hold on. Irrigation system. Retaining walls. Okay. Anything else, brother?
So we got the hardscape, turf. I think that's pretty much it. No, on that one, yeah.
Yeah, si de casualidad se te ocurre cualquier otra cosa, let me know
okay.
or let the IT guys know cuando te llamen más tarde. Okay?
Okay.
All right, permíteme. Let me make sure I have this correct here. The notes. Let me just make sure that they're calling you at 2, porque si no, luego... Okay, here we go.
Oh, can you, Mara, can you go back to the keywords or no?
Yeah, I'm still here, uh-huh.
I like to do, modern landscaping, you know, like something modern, like,
Okay, modern.
I don't know, yeah.
No te preocupes, when you talk to the IT guys, bro, esos guys saben de todo esto, man.
Yeah.
Like, when it,
okay.
yeah, those guys, I'm not gonna lie, man, they're really good at what they do, man.
Okay.
If there's anything else that you can even ask them for advice, you know, like, hey, man, what do you think that I should add on here as well? And they'll tell you right away, you know, they'll be like, oh, ponle aquí, ponle esta. Like I said, there. Yeah, they're pretty
like
good at it.
Those keywords, huh? When they say like
para cuando alguien se mete a Google y pone los keywords, because nadie se va a meter a Google. Nobody's gonna type in Navarro's landscape, right? I mean, they're gonna put in the services that they're looking for.
Yeah, because they can probably look for modern landscape work, and then boom, va a salir
my page.
Ya aparece
tu page, uh-huh. All right, hold
okay,
on.
Cool.
Let me see here. 2 p.m. Permíteme. Las llamadas las querías en inglés o en español, brother? I don't remember what you asked me for. I mean, does it matter?
I think in English, dijiste. Para el mini, no? Para el mini?
Sí, para ti, ajá. Yeah, English, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Perfect. Let's get that here. Right. ¿Qué más ando buscando? Oh. Oh, I think I put a face to you now. Is that you on the horse? On your email?
That was like on my email, yeah.
Yeah.
See.
Oh, okay.
You know that's crazy? Porque esa picture, I got family right there in Hesperia.
Yeah, bro, all those areas you say, you know it's crazy because either I have friends or familia también. Like in Mobile, I got a couple of buddies que viven in Mobile. Yeah, I don't have family in Hesperia, but I have family in Victorville.
Victorville. Oh, you know what? No, se me hace que es Victorville. Yeah, pues es la misma, ¿no? Casi.
Pues están Victorville. Pegados, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so it's Victorville. Yeah, because my girl has an uncle that lives actually there on that main road. No sé cómo se llama. Bear Valley, algo así.
Bear Valley, yep, exactly, bro. Sí, conoces, yeah.
Yeah, so he actually lives, like, on those houses, casi, like, towards, like, if you go to, like, if you're gonna go to 395 North, casi en la salida, bro, like, ya para venir para Reno, viven unas houses ahí, like, to the side. It's really easy to get to his house.
Oh, yeah, all right, brother. Spare with me 1 second. Ya hice eso, ya acabé con lo de Navarro, haciéndolo todos los updates. I'm just working on the one here for high turf, for high-end turf.
Yeah, hopefully, you think, once this is up and running, bro, you think it's highly potentially que... Oh, when do you think it'll be 100% running? Like,
yeah, you know what? I'm glad you're asking the right questions, brother. Do I think? Nah, no te voy a decir that I think, man. I'm pretty confident because tengo muchos años haciendo esto. I know que vas a mirar una diferencia en la cantidad de clientes, man. So, mira, el tiempo que vas a mirar el website, lo de Facebook, lo de Apple, Eso va a estar listo en about 7 to 10 days. Lo único
okay.
que dura un poquito más es las verificaciones con Google, which normally we get them done right away, because Google nos dice a nosotros que it could take up to 45 days, pero normalmente lo hacemos mucho más temprano, bro. Pero porque
okay.
porque tenemos que seguir las reglas de Google, yo te tengo que decir up to. That's the keyword, up to 45 days.
Okay.
So,
gotcha.
Pero ya que salgas en the first pages, tú vas a ver la diferencia, man, del teléfono que timbra, and you're gonna be like, I mean, here's the bottom line, cuando estás en Google, I mean, on the first page, porque si estás como on the third or fourth page, pues nadie se mete allá, bro, you know? You know, nadie se mete a esas páginas de Google, people nomás escoge a los que salen en la first page, you know? Even myself, yeah, man, como yo a veces que me meto a Google, I mean, you use Google too, I'm supposed, you know, pero yo me meto
yeah.
a Google que buscar un restaurante de pupusas or whatever it is, you know, cuando me aparecen los primeros, you know, I always choose the los first 7 or 8 que me aparecen, I'm like, and then I click on them, so, cuando dices,
yeah.
if I think, nah, I don't think, Martin, I know que te va a ir bien, man, you know, I mean,
appreciate
you
know,
so no te preocupes, man. I mean, you'll see
you
the
know,
difference.
Things, like I said, bro, things happen for a reason. You know, like you know, I think like como ahorita, bro. Like I'm kind of struggling with finding leads just because the season, bro. No más por eso. Pero ya empezando March, April, boom, el teléfono suena, bro, suena. Pero
ahora imagínate,
you know?
Brother, cuando estés en March and April en Google, brother, cómo te va a ir,
yeah.
man. You know what I mean? Like, I think,
yeah, yeah.
Obviously, no te lo digo esto to try to, you know, kiss your butt or anything, bro, pero te lo digo en serio, I think que en esas temporadas de March y April, you're probably going to need help.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When it comes to that, bro, yeah, ya tengo mi people lined up. So whenever, es que algunos, a lot of people se van a Mexico or, you know, X cosa, they want to take like a couple months off or whatever. Pero ya cuando viene the season, boom, ya me empiezan a hablar for work and then the clients, bro. So, yeah, bro, definitely it's going to be a big, big jump, you know, with the website and everything on Google, being there on Google, you know?
Oh, yeah, bro, because yeah. cuando toda la gente se mete a Google, empieza a buscar los servicios de, you know, Heartscape, and all those services,
yeah.
Boom, ahí es cuando tú les vas a aparecer and vámonos.
Yeah, con todo, con nada.
You know? Nomás no te olvides de mí, bro, ahí te voy a caer para una carnita, te voy a decir, hey, bro, remember cuando no estabas haciendo tan bien, ahora que están buenas las cosas, un Don Julio. No, I'm just kidding, bro.
I'm gonna fly you out over here, bro, and we're gonna go fucking party or something.
No, tú no puedes hacer party, te van a pegar, bro.
Nah,
no, I'm just kidding, bro.
Pues
pero
vamos,
well, ya no queda de otra. I've been separated for 3 years now, bro. I was married.
Oh, damn.
For 17 yeah. years.
17? Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Ya tengo 3 años que me separé de la mamá de las niñas.
¿Te puso child support?
No, no, because the girls se quedaron a vivir conmigo, so yo le puse child support.
Oh, damn.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah, tuve 2 años. The first 2 years, no le puse el child support, bro. Tiene nomás 1 año que le puse el child support.
Yeah.
Because I was like, come on, man. No mandaba nada. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, hey,
no se ponía las pilas. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, well. Y sí, ya se lo puse. I mean, aunque como quiera, es una miseria lo que mandan, you know, but whatever. It's for the girls, you know. So,
sí, bro. No, lo importante es de que están bien las niñas, you know? Like,
yeah, they didn't.
Ponle que, I don't know what situation you're in, pero maybe it wasn't safe to be with the mother, por eso te las dieron a ti, you know?
Well, it wasn't even that, bro, to be straight up with you. sino es de que ya estaban grandecitas y ellas no se quisieron ir, you know? And so when we went to court, but I'm sorry, es que me están escribiendo estos guys. When we went to court, el judge habló con ellas, and they're like, no, you know what, we want to stay with my dad because, you know, we go to school out here, we have our friends here. So, entonces, el judge me dio full custody de ellas, you know. I mean, not full custody, ¿cómo se llama? Physical custody.
Okay.
Physical
custody. Todavía se pueden ir con la mom, ¿no? Todavía.
Sí, sí se van. Se van como, like, bajo la court order. Se van en los tiempos de verano, you know, like when they have break from school.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because ella vive en Utah, bro. Se fue para Utah.
Oh, damn. Damn, that's crazy. No, pero ahorita, I think you know, dijiste 3 years, I think you already surpassed, like, all the difficult, you know, stages.
Oh, yeah, bro, that first, second year, yeah, bro, uh-huh. you already know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because my parents got a divorce como unos 8 to 10 years ago, but yeah, my mom was struggling with all the distress and all the going to courts and todo eso, bro, so I know what's up. Yeah, pero, you know, ya estás, like, mentally strong where you're like, fuck this, you know, like, nothing's gonna stop me. And, like,
yeah, bro, yeah, you know, you what, know? Todavía, you know, from time to time, you still, you know, you're still, you know, you go down through memory lane, and I look at my daughters, and I'm like, fuck, you know, I wish I would've, oh, excuse me for using that word. you know, it's, te pones a pensar like, man, I could have done things different, you know? Pero,
yeah.
Yeah, man, you get to a point when you just have to come to terms, you know, y decir, hey, it's time to move forward and build a better future for my daughters. Hey, Martín, ¿me pasas tu otro email? Porque me está diciendo el IT guy que me está ayudando que it's better if we have the other email también. That way there's no red flags, you know? So, because I know you had asked, y me dijo, you know what? If he has another email, it's a lot better because things can go a lot smoother.
Oh, but the thing is que no tengo otro email, bro.
Oh, no tienes? Okay, let me...
Nomás tengo de Navarro.
Okay.
Yeah.
No worries, bro. Hold on. Okay, ¿no tienes uno para la compañía de Navarro Landscaping? ¿Nunca le hiciste uno?
No, nunca hice uno. Yeah.
Okay,
nunca hice uno. Siempre he usado my personal one, the 01.
The 01? Okay. Me está preguntando el IT guy if you can create a new one for, like, Gmail or Yahoo. Nomás, and it's, you really don't need it, because no te vamos a mandar muchas cosas ahí más que las confirmations, pero we just don't want Google to flag you, Martin, if that makes any sense.
Okay, so I gotta create a new one?
Yeah, just create a new one. I mean, it takes you like 2 minutes. I mean, it's really simple, you know, nomás te puedes meter y poner, hacer un new one y poner like a high-end turf, Reno, you know, at Gmail or at Yahoo. Y ya que lo hagas, me dices.
Okay.
If you're on your computer, even better, because I know earlier you said you were on your computer.
Yeah, I'm going here right now. So, nomás me meto on
Gmail, Yahoo, or... el que sea, lo que quieras. I mean, whichever one's easier, you know, because sometimes If Gmail connects your phone number, a veces no te quiere hacer otro email. But if you can do Yahoo, también we can use Yahoo. Yahoo's really quick to make one. Just put, you know, build a new email. You know, más te va a pedir tu nombre and what you want the email to be. And then we can go from there. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that our IT guy is here because si no al rato te estamos llamando saying, hey, you know what, there's a red flag, you know what I mean? So, you know, screw all of that, ¿para qué?
You know what, lo voy a hacer en Yahoo, but just in case que it doesn't like.
No te deje por el phone number, yeah, I get it. Yeah, yeah,
go
ahead.
For the phone number, yeah.
Yeah.
So the other one's going to, my personal one, the Navarro, is going to be... Gmail, y ya el del high-end Servino is going to be the Yahoo one, ¿verdad?
Correcto. Correcto.
Okay.
Yep, you're right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's why I'm saying you can even name the other one on Yahoo, high-end Turf Reno at yahoo.com.
Okay, so Yahoo sign up. Okay. Create a Yahoo account, access Yahoo Talk over single account, views, okay, full name, my full name, okay, new Yahoo email, okay.
Ay, 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 Señor Jesús. Oh, my God. Ahorita que acabe contigo, me voy a ir a lonchar, bro. Ahorita voy a ir a echarme...
Yo también, bro.
I don't know what to eat, bro. Unos taquitos, un burrito de asada. Damn, bro.
¿Dónde?
You don't be going to Mexico, bro?
¿Dónde trabajas? ¿In the office? Or you're like in the office? Or you're like from home or...
No. For the most part, we're in the office, pero sí también tenemos access to remote para cuando el weather está bad, nos dejan trabajar de la casa.
Okay.
You know, so, yeah, it's pretty cool. But, you know, we have our main location in Fountain Valley, que está como a 5 minutes to Disneyland.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Está como unos 5 or 10 minutes aquí de Anaheim. We're close
so
by
you're
Disneyland.
You're in Anaheim. Yeah.
La city se llama Fountain Valley, but it's like, right next door to Anaheim.
Oh, okay. So literally you're like, you said 5 minutes away from Disneyland or?
Well, I want to say, I mean, I'm exaggerating, maybe like 10 or 15, bro. But when people ask,
okay,
like, hey, where's Fountain Valley? I'm like, oh, like 5 minutes to Disneyland.
Órale.
Pero sí está cerquita, bro. Pero pues no, ahí para ir ahí tienes que llevar más de $1,000, bro. Está bien carísimo todo ahí, bro.
See that? Yeah.
Bro,
lo bueno, like when we go, te digo que I have a half brother que he lives in over there. So we don't even get like hotels or anything. I just go to his house.
Ahí te ahorrates lo de unos dos tickets.
Yeah, so por eso. That's why I like to go to LA because I post up ahí en su house and then pues ya vamos a pasear, you know. Yeah.
Oye, let me ask you something because I'm honestly ya me estoy pensando mover de aquí because está bien caro, bro, vivir acá en Cali, bro. Like ridiculously expensive, bro. You know, it's not even normal.
Crazy? Yeah.
Yeah, like los precios se pasan, bro. You know, so. ¿Cómo está la vida ahí en Reno, bro? What's the price of living?
In Reno? So say like the houses, you get a good talking like mortgage, so like a three, four bedroom house, bro, you can get up to like the 380 or 400 right now. So the mortgage payment would probably be like unos $3,000, güey. Nomás así, like, por ahí.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. So yeah. nada muy crazy.
Yeah, no muy crazy, pero I feel que como que, pues ya estoy aquí unos 15 years, so, pues the inflation, you know, is affecting like everywhere. Pero I feel like, yeah, como que sí, you know what messed things up, bro? Porque a lot of people se movió de California para acá.
Okay.
And ahí es donde afectó todo the locals, you know? It affected everybody here, you know, because the Californians estaban comprando, like, the houses cash, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, so that, what does that say, like, to the local people, que we don't even have a chance to outbid the Californians, like that, you know? So that kind of raised up the house prices over here, because ponle que la house estaba en 450, ellos la compraban cash, bro, ponle que unos above the price, bro, like unos 480, for example, just to get the house. So that's what was causing the houses to go up, you know? So the builders are like, all right, then they're paying cash, then let's just raise them up more, you know? Because there's more people going to come and pay cash. So, yeah. So, eso es lo que chungo acá, bro. Pero, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of getting high también. Yeah.
You know what? And I see that everywhere, man. Because antes, cuando allá on Victorville, cuando hablabas, you know, you can go, even when you were just renting, like if you wanted to go rent a house, agarrabas una house, like 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, and you're looking like 1100, 1200 at the most, you know, for a big house, you know, y ahora, you go out there and they're like 2500, 2400, you know, so,
yeah, así estaba aquí. Wow, like even the apartments, bro, they were like $500-$600 a month, bro. Like over here, the just a 2 bedroom, 1 bath apartment.
Bro, that's cheap, man.
Yeah, ahorita están como más de mil, bro, just apartments. Yeah.
Oh man.
Do you have a mortgage over there, or do you live with someone or?
No. Aquí todavía, I haven't bought my own home yet. I live in a condo.
Okay.
Yeah, with my girls. Pero no, you know, after the divorce y todo, you already know. Ni pa qué te cuento.
Sí, bro. Está difícil.
All right. Just let me know when you got that that email up para mandarlo.
Okay, I'm just creating the password porque.
Oh, okay, yeah, take your time, brother, no pasa nada.
Okay, I'm creating an account there. Okay. Okay, welcome to y'all. You can use your new email address. Hi, and all right, Mara.
Okay, yes, sir. All right, let me do this because I have to, because our calls are recorded.
Okay.
Martin, so te tengo que llamar because I didn't call you for the same line because cuando te llamé para atrás se para completar a Navarro. Landscaping. So I'm gonna call you right back so like the call can record for high end. Okay. So.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah, ahorita, I'm sure your phone will ring this time, right?
Oh yeah, I was gonna say like, knock on wood right now.
Right. Ahorita te llamo, es que nomás, Te tengo que llamar para que la llamada quede grabada, brother. So I'll call you like in like 15
okay.
seconds. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, sounds good.